Yeah, I got it. If you know, our goals are in the future, then how can we live in the present? Yeah. See, we see the future as resulting from the present. So if we see that connection, now in some situations we may not be able to see it. Say if I'm studying for an exam, or if my career, my future career depends on the results I get in the exam. And right now I'm not studying for it. Otherwise, then I may see not, I can't see the present as connected with the future. But then ultimately my career doesn't depend just on how I do in a particular exam. That is important. But my career depends on my overall disposition, my overall attitude towards life, my overall approach towards life. And that is something which I can work on even now. So when we see the future as determined, as emerging from the present, then we can work in the present and also prepare for the future. So it's said that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So each step that I'm taking, I'm actually moving towards my destination. So it's interesting, sometimes surveys have found that if cyclists are to climb up, are to cycle up a big hill, a very tall hill, then they can actually cycle more at twilight and at night than in the daytime. It seems counterintuitive. Why? In the daytime, they can actually see, oh, how far I have to go. I can't do it. But in the night, when all that they can, they have just a torch on their cycle, they can say, I can take one paddle. And that just, their energy is there, but the demoralization because of the distance is not there. So like that, sometimes seeing the long term can dishearten us because we say it's so far away. But we think, okay, all that I have to, can I paddle one more? Yeah, I can. Can I paddle one more? I can. And like that, if you keep moving forwards, it does, we do cover a long distance. So thus, by seeing the future as emerging from the present, then we can do what it takes in the present so that we prepare for a better future.